Be'ez Hashem Yisbaruch, we begin the last of the five different halachas that are in the Sefer Nashim, the Book of Women, which after we spoke about marriage and divorce, and regarding Yibam Chalitza, and the Nair Besul, the young virgin. Now we talk about a different deviation that comes up in the laws of marriage, that of Hilchas Saita, the laws of the Saita, which the word Saita means to stray, which is the wife that strayed from the proper conduct, at least suspected adulterous woman. Which there are four parakim in these halachas, and the first parak we can discuss that of the kinoi, the warning, the stira, the seclusion, and the testimony regarding her having defiled herself. In parak beis we can discuss regarding, then the final three parakim we can discuss regarding in parak beis the actual drinking itself, which is then living with someone who had secluded. Parak gimel discussed regarding the order of the drinking and the manifestations, and parak dal some other related halachas. So, says the Rambam, yesh b'chlol and shalosh mitzvahs. In these categories, there's three mitzvahs in these halachas of Saita. Achas mitzvahs, say one positive commandment, ushtei mitzvahs leisa, and two negative prohibitions. V'zeh parat, and these are their specifics. Aleph, number one, lasas la'saita keteres hakanais, to do for this suspected adulterous woman, like the laws of the jealousy, which is what the husband has here in regards in his status with his wife, hasadur bater, which is organized in the Torah, as these halachas will illustrate. Beish leilit and shemen b'karbanah, not to put oil on the special carbon that the Saita brings, which generally these menaches have shemen. Gimel, number three, shleilit nalelavaina, not to put on the frankincense, which also generally the menaches have, and these two hidurim we do not do by the mincha hakanois of the Saita. Ubir mitzvahs eilu b'rakam eilu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters. So in Perek Rishon, we begin regarding the warning, what's known as the kinui, the stira, the seclusion, of the which created the suspicion, and the testimony regarding actually verifying that she had defiled herself. So Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph regarding the kinui and the stira. Says Rambam, kinui, which is defined as the warning, Ha'am Matar, which is said in the Torah, b'kinui sish, to the pasuk b'mamid b'perekei, that he warns his wife, who, what qualifies the warning is she'yayim alubah from the Edom. He has to tell her in front of witnesses. He has to tell her, al tisasri mishplaini, don't seclude yourself with that man. And afal ha'yaviyah, even if it's our father, or our brother, which generally she's permitted to seclude with them. Oy goy, or a non-Jew, oy evet, or a slave, which a chiddush in these cases are, we don't say that, wait a second. We learn that from the drasha, benitma, it says two times the word benitma to tell us that she becomes forbidden on her husband, she becomes forbidden on the one that he warned her not to seclude with, that you would think to say only those that she becomes forbidden because of the seclusion with, because of this warning, then she's forbidden to her husband, but all these individuals discussing right now, which anyway she's forbidden to them, even before she secludes with them, I would think that she would not be forbidden to her husband based on this stira. That's what's saying, no, even these individuals, Aishacho, for even someone that's impotent, which is who is Shein Miskasha, a man that cannot have an erection, but Elam Oilin cannot have children, any one of these individuals will qualify for the halacha of the kinestira if the husband warned her regarding this individual and she secludes herself. Now, halacha base, so that qualified the kinui. What the warning is has to be in front of two witnesses. Says the Ram, halacha base, hastira murbatar, and this that it says in the Torah that she secludes herself, which it says vinistra, and she secluded, who that is, this is that she secludes herself with that man that her husband told her, which was the warning, don't seclude yourself with him. She does in front of two witnesses, and the girs is, imshasa imay kedei tuma. If she was there in seclusion with him, the amount of time that she could become defiled, meaning to have cohabitation with that man, shahu kedei litzlis bay, that's the amount of time to roast the egg of a chicken on a medium-sized fire, ulagama, and to swallow it, which it takes, that doesn't take so long, then she's forbidden to her husband, ad, until she drinks the bitter waters, v'yibadikadav, and then that checks her to see, depending on what's going to happen with her body, if she was mezan or not. Now, uvizman she'en shem me'saita, and at a time, like now when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that there's no more this saita waters to drink, then she forbidden him forever. If this happened, that he warned her and she secluded him from the two witnesses, there's no water to inspect her. And like Suba, she goes out with Adik Suba because she doesn't have the water to verify that she was not Mazana and the suspicion is on her. Therefore, she leaves without Adik Suba. Halacha Gimel. Let's say he warned her regarding two men as one. Mamalani said to her, I don't want you to go with that man and that man. Benistrim shnim ki'echad, and she's secluded with both of them together at the same time. So although, according to basic halacha, a woman is permitted to seclude herself with two men if they're upstanding individuals, but he warned her, I don't want you to seclude with those two men. V'shasikadei two men, she secluded and she delayed the amount of time to be defiled. Even if it's her two brothers, or her father and her brother, she's forbidden until she drinks the Saita waters, because it all depends on the husband's particularity, on his warning, and since he warned her, he most definitely saw something inappropriate with them, and it all depends on this warning, and she should not have secluded once he gave her this warning. Halacha dal. Let's say he tells the Torah in front of two people, I don't want you to speak with that person. So ein zekinu, that doesn't qualify for the halacha of kinu, because kinu is only regarding elements of secluding with a man. Now, and even if she secluded with that man in front of witnesses and she was there in seclusion the amount of time to have cohabitation, she's not forbidden to her husband because, again, he didn't give her a prohibiting kinui because he only said don't speak to him. He didn't say don't seclude with him. And therefore, she doesn't drink the meisaita because of this one. Halacha hey. V'chein amamala. So too, if let's say he tells her, yeah, I'll tisasri, she says, yeah, don't seclude with that man. And v'ru'u medaberzim, so the first case was, there's no kinu, but there was stira. Here we're going to say that there was kinu, but no stira. Let's say he says, I'll don't seclude with him. V'ru'u medaberzim, and they see that she was speaking with him. Again, ain't stira, that doesn't qualify as being secluded with him. V'lo'i nesu, and if she does not become forbidden, and v'lo'i doesn't drink the waters. V'chein lo'i kod mekinu. And also, if he didn't give her a warning beforehand, and then two witnesses came along and testified that she was secluded with this man, and she was there the amount of time that they could have had relations. Like Nessa Bala, she does not become forbidden to her husband. Again, Bein Hashayis doesn't drink it because it requires a kina and a stira. Now, Halacha Vav, Amala, let's say he tells her, yet don't seclude with that man. But that man was a boy younger than 9 years old, which his bia does not qualify in Halacha as a cohabitation. Or he tells her, I'll tisasi in behemoth, I don't want to disagree with that animal. And zekinah, that's not considered a bona fide warning. Shnei, like it says in the pasuk, b'shachav ish aysa, that a man lay with her, which part lekadim lehema, that includes a minor who's not a man, and a behemoth, an animal which is not a man. Shein oisim aysa love, where they don't make her forbidden on him, and therefore that does not qualify as a warning. Halacha zayin. Baal shem machal al kinu yikoyim shetisasar. For the husband pardoned his warning before she secluded. So that's a pardoning of the warning. It's as if there was no warning again, which even if she would seclude, it wouldn't do anything. But if let's say he pardoned her after she already secluded with that man, then he can't pardon him. It's already the steps already set into motion because he gave her kinu and she did a steer. Now, Gersha, let's say he divorces her before she secluded. That is Hareza Kimisha Machal. That's as if he pardoned her. And therefore, v'mechziri, even if he remarries her, tzorach lekano is kinu acher, if he would want her to be warned so that the steer is effective, he would have to rewarn her again. Now, Loch Chester Ram continues regarding cases when there's kinu and steer without her drinking the meisaita. Says the Ram, kinu lebef nishtem, let's say one's in front of two people. And they see her secluded with that man that she was warned about, and she was there the amount of time of tumah. So she's forbidden to her husband. Now, because here we're talking about, he saw, before we said that the steer has to be in front of two witnesses. So let's say he warned in front of two people, but here he himself saw her secluded with that man. So she's forbidden him because he's not any less than one witness, which we're going to explain in the next halacha. So he knows that she went and secluded. So he has to divorce her, but he gives her the ksuba. Because it's not definite that she was mezana, so she doesn't lose her ksuba. And so why doesn't she drink because of the doubt? Because he cannot make a drink based on himself. You have to have two witnesses on the kina, two witnesses on the stira. He doesn't. So although he knows she had stira, but he can't make her drink, and again he has to give her the ksuba. So too, let's say, here's everyone talking about her after he had warned her of Astira and that she was secluded, until he's already hearing from the women that are spinning their threads to the light of the moon. Everyone's talking, and even those women are talking about that she was mezana with that man that she was warned about. And so the word is out there that she was mezana. So the husband's forbidden to stay married to her. Now he can't have her drink, again, and the reason for that is actually because once everyone knows about it, so the word is not going to check her anymore. So Beyitzavit and Kesubah, so rather he divorced her and he gives her the Kesubah again because she could tell him, you should have made me drink earlier on when it wouldn't have been this situation that the water is not going to help. And if it's not her fault, so to speak, so therefore she will get the Kesubah. Halacha test. Ba'ed echad. Let's say a singular witness comes. Behei loy, and he testifies, she'nistrid imoy ache kinoy. She secluded with that man after she was warned. V'shatzik deitumah, and for that amount of time. So, although we said that to require the drinking, to have the procedure go through, you need to have two witnesses on the stira. But imun neman loy b'dayt semechazav, this is similar to what we said in the previous halacha, when the guy himself, the husband himself, saw her seclude. Where again, you can't make her drink, and she's not forbidden, but he can't stay married to her. So here, if that one person is trustworthy to him and he would rely on that person, so he has to divorce her and give her her ksuba, because again, you can't make her drink based on one witness, but he's presuming that she was mezana, so he has to divorce her, but again, that doesn't make her lose her ksuba. But if he doesn't really trust that one person, then his wife has permitted him, because one person not believe, like we said regarding the stira, you need to have two witnesses. Halacha yud. Now, the Elish Bezdin Bekanlan, these are situations where the court actually gives this woman the warning if they see her in acting inappropriately. Mishin Eschorish Baalei, if her husband became a deaf mute, Eishin Eshtata became mentally deranged, Eishin Bindin Acheres, where he's in another country, Eishin Chavish Bezdin Zumor, where he's locked him in jail. So as Rambam explains, Loilash Geis, this is not to make her drink the Meisaita, because only the husband could do that, which says the husband brings her to the Kain. The purpose of warning her would be to invalidate her from Meksuba, that if she ends up secluding after the warning, that she'd lose her Meksuba. As Rambam continues, Halacha Yidav Kates at Hauso. Shama Bezdin Sha'amar Anacharev. The court's heard about that. Everyone's talking about this woman, that she's, her husband is away or became mentally deranged, and she's having relations with other men. So they call her and they tell her like this. Al Tisasi Mishplani, we heard some bad rumors about this, you and this man. Don't seclude with this man. That's the warning. Then witnesses come along and say that she did seclude with that man. She was alone for that amount of time of cohabitation. So the courts make her forbidden on her husband forever. And they tear up her ksuba. When her husband comes back, or Yavri becomes healthy, or Yitzhak Meisumi gets let out of jail, he gives her a get. He can't have her drink. Because he didn't give her the warning. And the Torah says, only if he gave the warning does he bring it to drink. Here he didn't warn her. So again, she loses her ksuba, but he cannot have her drink. Now the Rama Locha Yudbeis continues regarding a repeat drinking of the Meisaita. Says Rama, Shasas Mehamarim, let's say the woman drank the bitter waters, but Nixamam, and she was purified from them. It turns out that it was a false accusation. She drank it, although she was suspected, and she turns out clean. Now, but then again he warns her regarding that same man that she already drank the waters once before. And then again, ministry she secludes with him. So he cannot make her drink a second time for the same man, because it says in the pasuk zoyis tarasekanois in the singular, like an exclusionary terminology. This is the Lord's kanois, and not another time. He can't do it two times. Ella rather, rather she's forbidden to him forever. And she has to leave without a ksuba. Again, you can't make her drink, but again, because of the situation, we say that it's her fault and she leaves without a ksuba. Now, but let's say the husband wants her with another man. Oh, but Nistra Ma'achab Aiden, then she secludes with that other man with witnesses. Then Mashkinus and Papashli, he could have his wife drink a second time. Then Velikampam, even many times. But Vahu, as long as she Ashka Isabacham, Begalal Ishach, as long as every time he's making her drink, again, it's for a different man. Now, Halacha Gimel, a similar case, but different, is Hishka Isa. Let's say the husband made his wife drink regarding the warning with a certain man that she secluded herself with. Vigarisha, and then after the whole incident, he divorces her. And this lach, she gets married to someone else. And then the second husband, he again warns her for the same man that the first husband had suspected her, and that the first husband made her drink regarding that man. And minister might be Adam now with the second husband who warned her also with that man. She secluded with that suspected man again with witnesses. The second husband could make her drink because of that man, because he's a different husband. Even if this happens 100 times, Venis Lazakha says she marries one man, another man, another man, another man, another man, Mashkin Isal De Yeshekha, they could all make her drink for that same husband. Because on the other hand, it says there in the Pasuk, Tyrus Hakanois. In the plural, the Tyrus Hakanois, Kanois is the plural, to tell you that many times, even with the same man, again, as long as it's a different husband, or like we said, the same husband with a different man. And the chiddush in this case is ve'inam, we don't say vadish olzik lazeh b'tama. Most definitely, we have a presumption over here that she for sure became defiled because he or she really was one once before. No, atshiyah sham eid, until there's going to be one, at least one witness, as Rambam's going to say in the next halacha, until you have one definitive aid on the zinus, we don't presume that she was mezana. As Rambam continues, halacha yadal, regarding the trustworthiness of the witness who says that she was mezana. Says the Rambam, ha'isha shekin lo bala, the woman that her husband warned her, v'nistra achar kinu me be'idma, and then she secured herself after the warning with witnesses. Now, v'ariyim made this lishna, so this woman is ready to drink the meisait to check if she's tara or not, because we don't know, we just know she was secluded, we don't know what happened there behind closed doors. Uvo, and now we're adding a third variable. We spoke about kinu and stira. Now the third one is uvo eid echad, v'heidler shenivla b'fonav, imzit shekin lo imoy. Then one witness, even if one person comes along and he testifies, says, I saw them cohabiting in front of me with that same man that she was warned regarding, which doesn't have to actually see the mice's nose itself, but it has to have the actual appearance of that at least, but he has to have seen it. Now she's forbidden to her husband forever, and she doesn't drink, because the drinking only comes in a situation of doubt. Here we know for sure that she was mezana. And she leaves it out of ksuba. Now, even if this one witness talking about that he saw the act of cohabitation with that other man was echemedes, there was one of the two witnesses that testified that she secluded. That's also occasional, like it says in the pasuk, which this proves about the one aid thing, which the other things require kin and each require two witnesses. How do we know by tuma that she was mezana that he saw it happen? That's sufficient. Kishnem, it says in the pasuk ve'aid ein ba, that there was no witnesses. Now, what the Torah is coming to say when it says ve'eid ein ba is that it didn't have two witnesses. Because whenever the Torah says eid, until it says eid echad, it means two witnesses. So the pasuk is saying, okay, so ve'eid ein ba means to say that there weren't two witnesses. And it says ve'hilay netfasa, she wasn't grabbed, meaning she wasn't raped, she wasn't forced. Which the Torah is coming to be stringent to say that, oh, because if she wasn't, then she did it deliberately and she's forbidden to him. Which that means to say, here varikon eid. If there was no witnesses and she was not netvasa, then she actually is forbidden. Well, what do you mean there's no aid? There was no two aid, which means that but there was one aid. Ah, below netvasa, then she is going to be forbidden. And here was one aid. And the Gemara tells us that why is it that here we believe one aid by the site? It's because this is what's called reglayim ledaber. There's already indicating features that he warned her, she's secluded, and with witnesses. And therefore, even one person coming along to say that she was mezana is going to be sufficient. Halacha tizvav. Now, even more of a chiddush is afilu isha, even a woman who's generally invalid to say testimony elsewhere, or ve'eved v'shivcha, or male or female maidservant, upasla edus ba'avir medir b'seifim, or if someone's only rabbinically invalidated from saying testimony, unlike that of biblical, but even though rabbinically he's invalidated, afilu karver, even a relative, which again is not usually valid for testimony, nemel edus seita, they're trusted regarding the testimony of the suspected adulterous woman, lohoidelah shazinza, to testify that she was mezan. And v'tiyasa ba'alayim, she's going to be forbidden to her husband forever, ve'in ha'shaisa, and she doesn't drink, v'teitzel b'ksuba, she leaves without a ksuba. What's the reason? Rambam explains. Ha'il b'kad ma'kinim astir be'edim k'shim, since she was already warned. And she already secluded both those variables with two valid witnesses. The Torah trusted one witness regarding the actual act of cohabitation to make it definitive. So all people are valid to say this testimony for this edus. And even the five women, as we explain in Hilchas Ishas, who are generally not believed in the Hilchas Gerishin we discussed, who are generally not believed regarding the other woman because they hate each other, they could testify regarding the other one that she was mezana. But the Menasal Allah Sabal, and she's believed to make her forbidden her husband, and that she shouldn't have the option of the drinking. But and this is actually part and parcel of why she's believed, but not to make her lose her ksuba, because for that we would say that she would be just be doing it deliberately to hurt that other woman. Elman tells ksuba to be answered, rather she takes her ksuba and she leaves. But again, she could force her to become forbidden her husband because we know that she was mezana. There's no point in making the drinking. It's only that the drink is only to verify, and we have this verification. Halacha tazayin. Bo erechad kashav ama. Let's say a kosher one witness comes along and he says nitmas. She defiled herself. I saw them being mezana. So harizayin shaisa. So like we said, she doesn't drink. Kamishman, like we explained. Now, boy, let's say another one person comes along and he refutes that first witness and he says, "Loy mitmas, no, she was not mezana in front of you, because when we came and we saw them secluded, I was with you, and you didn't see them being mezana. In Shemile, we don't listen to that other one witness. Because that first one witness regarding the defilement of the suspected adulterous woman would even like two people. Therefore, the words of the last one who comes at subsequent, we can't say that his words will override the words of the first person, because once we accepted his testimony without refutation, although he's one, it's like he's two. Like two. So now it's like one in face of two. We don't believe one. Now, but let's say this is Ram Halacha Yitzayin. Let's say Bosh Nim Ke'echa. Let's say both come at the same time. This one says she was Mezana. Mezana says, no, she was not Mezana. You didn't see that. Let's say one person says Nitmas, she was Mezana. And then subsequently, even though it's not at the same time, even at a later point in time, two witnesses subsequently come along and say, but they say Leitmas, she was not Mezana. Oh, Hari is a Shesha. Then they cancel each other out. Then we're back to the Suffolk. So then it's like a Kinan Stira. And then she drinks the Meis Saitim. Let's say one upstanding, regular, kosher witness comes and testifies. And then you have, at the same time, are coming many women, let's say 10, 100 women, or other many psulim, which are invalid to be witnesses. But in this case, we said we do believe them. The singular witness says, Nitma, she was Mazana. But Nashim, psulim, the women or the other invalid witnesses, they say, Loit, Nitma, she was not Mazana. Here in this case, they're going to cancel each other out. She's going to drink. Because one witness, that's kosher, and many, even many, but if they're invalid, they're like equal in this situation. So they essentially cancel each other out. So it's not like we're going to say that, oh, you don't have to be concerned at all, or you have to be concerned all the way and there's no drinking. No, we're back to the 50-50, and therefore she drinks the meisait. Now, let's say all those which are taking sides are all invalid witnesses. Then you go after the majority. Ketzad, as Ramek's Moit Hasso. Let's say Shtei Noshim Aymers, which women are not valid as they're considered Psuli Aedis, but again, in this case, we do believe them. Let's say Shtei Noshim Aymers, two women say Nitmes, we saw her being Mazana. But Shalashim said three women say Lit Nitmes, she was not Mazana. Again, Hariz the Shaysa, so she's going to drink. In other words, we believe the three over the two to say that, no, we don't have verification that she was a Mazana, and therefore she'll drink the Meisaita. Because even though we didn't see her being Mazana, again, that doesn't say that she wasn't at all. We weren't with her at 24/7. Rather, just we have no verification. Let's say Shalosh Emes, let's say three say Loi Nitmes, she was not Mazana. Va'arba Emes Nitmes, and four, which is more, say that she was Mazana. Ah, Hareza and Eshaisa. So she's not going to drink, because here we have the majority that are saying that she was Mazana. Again, and therefore she doesn't drink. And the reason for that is because whatever the Torah believes, Eidus Psulo or Eid Echad, then we go after the majority of the opinions. Now, how you mechza mechza is a choice. Again, if you're 50-50 also, then they're going to drink, because that's equal and we have no verification. Halacha chaf. Kol seida shemar nesha'in ha'shoysim ne'edi ha'tumma. Any suspected adulterous woman that we said that she's not going to drink, the may say to verify because of the witness who saw, so to speak, her being mezana. Hariz asura by lam, then that woman is forbidden to her husband forever. Because she became forbidden with the warning and the seclusion. And I vashtir shetatira. And what's with the drinking that could permit her with, because that will verify if she was mezana or not? No, that's held back. Because you have even just one witness, like we explained, which is sufficient in these laws of Saita to say that she was mezana. Therefore, you can't use anymore the verification of the May Saita. We verified already with the one witness that she was mezana, and therefore the drinking is not going to permit her, and therefore she's forbidden, and she leaves without a ksumah.